everybody, and welcome to this special on Pluto transiting in retrograde whilst it's in Capricorn. So this year, Pluto enters retrograde on the 2nd of May at 6:47 p.m. and stays then to the 12th of October at 1:32 a.m. So yeah. Pluto retrograde in Capricorn highlights the themes of transformation, power struggles, and allows for us to get deeply more introspective, self-reflective, thinking about why we do the things we do each day, why we think the ways that we think, why we engage in toxic relationships or self-destructive behaviours, or the good things that we're doing in our relationships. You know, we may focus on how to make our relationships even more healthier. Also, we can delve deep into, you know, life after death, finances. We may get more introspective about joint finances as well, because Pluto rules Scorpio and all eight health, sort of like mysterious unknown energy, and it allows us to get deep into our psychological, our psyche, our motivations. So you may feel sort of like compelled to reevaluate your long-term goals and address underlying issues, especially those related to authority and control. So the ways that you don't use your authority, or the ways that you know, misuse your power, or you allow other people to abuse your power, cross your boundaries, stuff like that. The ways that you are in control of your actions, and the ways that you lack self-control, you know, the ways that you're self-destructive, the ways that you break routines, maybe you're not as disciplined with your wellness goals and stuff like that. So it's just looking at the themes of authority and control and power struggles, as well as you know, going deep into our personal structures and thinking about, you know, the structures and systems like governments that rule our society, and just looking at our responsibilities and identifying areas that really need radical change. So this ain't about soft change. You don't have to change everything now. It's just thinking about the things ideally and practically, rather, because in the practical sort of like eighth house fits water energy, Scorpio, and Pluto's ruling that. So, and you know, Mars sort of like influences this house as well. So it's about looking at our motivation drives, our sex drives, our physical drives, and seeing how we misuse them, and thinking about how we need to become more routined with our sort of like day-to-day activities. So yeah, practically, it encourages us to dig deep into our subconscious patterns and confront any buried emotions or fears. It pushes us to shed old layers of behaviours and make way for personal growth and empowerment. In terms of on the worldly, materialistic, collective, mundane level, we may view sort of like shifts in our government departments, even in our local governments or community structures, in our homes and institutions. Politically, there can be sort of like more upheaval in our leadership, like we need it right, and revelations of more corrupt sort of like governments or business practices, you know, such as like the global warming crisis and stuff. So there's more things that reveal kind of another shadow of layer. There's a lot of things being revealed about the entertainment industry and government in general as well. I won't name specifics, but yeah, it can be more of a push for more openness. The public, you know, the people may want our leaders to be more transparent, especially in government and structures such as entertainment that has such a big force. You know, pop culture can control the way we think, the way people act, and stuff. So, you know, there can be sort of like a big push on the collective level to reform the structure that say our, you know, our minds, our actions and stuff. Individuals may become more self-aware, especially about how, as I said, societal power structures influence them and their own role, individual roles in allowing this to happen. Or on the psychological level, this energy wants us to confront our deepest fears and desires, encouraging us to embrace transformation and release any limiting patterns of toxic thought and relationship patterns. It gives us an opportunity to, you know, grow deeply and profoundly on the personal levels if we're open to it, and also on the collective level, and as I said, within our governments as well. On the spiritual esoteric level, it invites us to embrace the process of death and rebirth and shedding our old skin, our old habits, especially self-destructive toxic habits that we need to let go of, so we can emerge more stronger and self-aware and more aligned with our purpose. And as I keep on saying throughout these videos, it's not about making changes, drastic changes straight away, even just make it changing one thing in your life and taking day-to-day actions. And the most important thing is to remember that you will fail, and you'll keep on failing. Sometimes you take a million steps forward, like I said, and a billion steps back, so you know it can be sort of like that. But if you just commit to keep on trying, you will get there. It's about pushing through. And then remember, we don't like change on the subconscious level. We love being in our comfort zone. Even if we say consciously, oh, I want to come out of my comfort zone, we don't. We love it. We love comfort. We love the easy life. We love the soft life, as people say. So this is about becoming wise of your own ego patterns and becoming wise of yourself. That often the things that we say are not what we do. So it's really important to pay attention to your actions, your behaviors. You don't need to change anything when Pluto's in retrograde. You just need to become aware. So maybe keeping a journal, writing a list of all the things that you do day to day, and then you can evaluate it and you can see what you, who you say you are, and the things that you do day in, day out, and your habits and stuff like that will typically be in contradiction to who you really want to be. So symbolically, Pluto's retrograde in Capricorn wants us to change how we view ourselves. It wants us to become more authentic in how we view ourselves and others, and how we view authority, ambition and discipline. And it wants us to reassess our relationships, especially our relationship with power and control. And it just wants us to, you know, just let go of the things that no longer serve us for our highest good. So creatively, this transit sparks a period of deep transformation and renewal, inspiring us to tap into our own inner depths, to uncover hidden talents and passions. It encourages us to embrace creativity as a tool for personal growth and self-expression. Emotionally, it wants us to, you know, really get in touch with our feelings of fear, our feelings of insecurity, and this can be intense for some of us, especially the resistance, our resistance to change and getting out of our comfort zones, as I said earlier, and wants us to be very confronting. On the spiritual path, many people, or in life, we can get stuck in looking at our own shadows. We can find it easy to blame other people and pick out their faults, but to confront our own faults and embrace them and love them, because, you know, we must love our shadow. It's not just about, you know, running away from our darkness and embracing the light. It's about loving our shadow, because it really needs it more. You know, our dark habits need us to address them, to channel them into productive things, you know, to use that energy, that dark energy, creatively. This is how, you know, writing our feelings or doing something creative, painting, dancing, even gaming, exercise, you know, and just channeling that shadow into something positive can just help us love it. So, you know, confronting our deepest fears and insecurities, and just releasing that emotional baggage, as I said, that's holding us back. It wants us to dig deep into our emotional landscapes and purge our old psychological wounds and emotional traumas, so that we can sort of, like, you know, become more stronger, more resilient at the end of it. So all in all, the best use of Pluto retrograde in Capricorn is to uncover hidden truths about yourself and be open to thinking deeply, to rolling with the intensity, to confronting your fears, and to let go of the things that no longer serve you, and be open to regeneration and transformation, and just feeling new and trying new things and getting out of your comfort zone and letting go of your old beliefs and behaviours and structures that are holding you back from growth. So structures are like toxic relationships, toxic habits, you know, if you go to the gym each day, but you still eat like four times the amount in calories, and this is not like fat shaming or anything like that, but just getting real about, you know, the fact that you will actually have to change your daily habits and your thoughts in order to actually change your life if that's what you want to do. So as I said, on the negative end, Pluto retrograde can lead to power struggles, control issues and confrontations with authority figures, but this can be very inward. So it could be like, you know, a lot of pent up energy happens over the 3 to 4 months Pluto's in retrograde, and when Pluto goes direct again, everyone can go crazy because it can be, you know, muttering under your breath about things that people have done wrong but not actually confronting them. So, you know, maybe being able to confront things is a superpower at this time, but doing it in a right way, you know, make sure you're not being passive aggressive, that you're being assertive rather than aggressive as well, because, you know, these intense emotions really demand us to dig deep into our shadows, to be open to having honest discussions as well, and facing our problems head on. So to make the best use of this energy, embrace change, be open to personal growth, and remember, you don't have to change anything right now, you just need to write down the things that you want to change. But if you feel inspired to change and you've got other personal transits, or you just feel like you want to put the effort in, then, you know, go ahead and start changing the things you want to change in your life. So yeah, using this time to set intentions for what you want to transform in your life, doing meditation, shadow work, inner work, self-help, or going to therapy, increasing the amount of time you spend in therapy, seeking, you know, self-empowerment through self-understanding, love, forgiveness, and taking responsibility for your actions is crucial at this time. So yeah, the superpowers that you can build at this time is building personal resilience, building your inner strength and power, being willing to face challenges head on, being willing to let go of the things that no longer serve you for your highest good. And just remember that this is a potent energy when Pluto's in retrograde for inward personal evolution and inner alchemy, inner change. If you're open to you know, committing to self-discovery, being open to change, questioning what you think you know about yourself and reality, without, you know, staying grounded as well. Capricorn, Pluto's in Capricorn, so it will be in a very grounded way, because when we're digging into the deeper meanings of life, spirituality and any higher level knowledge or just anything, it's best to be aware, grounded, and be able to think critically, and that's being open to all sides of the argument. If you find yourself locked into one belief, that's when you can be sort of in a way that there are things that we need to be firm on, but some things we need to be very open and knowing what may be a personal truth of us may not be a truth for others. And this is why it said that all truths are always half truths, because we can never know the nature of reality. Like, for instance, science tells us what we know about the world right now, but science is always making new discoveries, so there's unknown things, unknown facts about everything in the world. So what we know to be true about the world right now is only at the best half the truth, at least, because we don't know everything. So yeah, I hope it's going that well. So yeah, Pluto retrograde is pushing us to dig deep into our fears, to self-reflect, to embrace change, and to, you know, just be open to self-love and understanding. Okay, so that's the short version. Now I'm going to do my thing and go in depth. I'm going to talk about the aspects the Sabian symbol involves when Pluto goes retrograde this year, the karmic implications, the karmic lessons, how it affects our love relationships, our friendship, our family relationships, how it can affect our career and personal development, and the best things for lovers, alternative healers and all that jazz to do. So yeah, listen on if you want the in-depth version. So yeah, so at the time of Pluto retrograde this year, Venus is making a square to Pluto, so this can help us grow deeply on the emotional level, although it does bring challenges in our relationship. So, you know, Venus is all about our love language, so our relationships with ourselves and others can be tense during the 3 to 4 months when Pluto's in retrograde. Mars makes a set start to Pluto as well, so it provides the strength that is needed to overcome the obstacles that can come up. It adds determination and motivation during this time, which is needed. It gives us the power to start new things and to get out of our comfort zone. Saturn semi-square to Pluto allows us to, you know, reflect deeply within us and supports that, us questioning our beliefs and questioning our reality in a grounded way and being open to change as well. Neptune sextile to Pluto allows us to sort of like integrate our dreams and our psychic sort of like intuition with our logic and being more grounded in our processing of our, you know, the things that come up when we are in deep reflection. So this allows us to be more logical in our thinking, to be more intuitive, be more spiritual in our insight, and be creative in the ways that we handle our emotions and tense situations right now. Pluto's quintile to the North Node supports us being open to learning our karmic lessons, what I'll talk about later, supports us in tapping into our hidden talents and potentials and our psychic energy and going deep within ourselves to uncover, you know, our psychological wounds and emotional blockages that are holding us back from becoming our best selves. It allows us to make a significant progress towards fulfilling our destiny. Pluto square to descendant brings and adds to the power struggles, as we can all just struggle with how we project ourselves onto the world. So just make sure, you know, you think before you react, give other people the space and grace to make mistakes, don't make people overstep your boundaries, but also don't add petrol onto the fire and make things become more explosive or more bigger than what they need to be as well. And just be aware that this is a time where collectively we can all be having personal struggles with our sense of self, our personal identity, and this can just make us, you know, just really on edge and snappy and aggressive when we don't mean to be. And this doesn't mean, again, make people push you over, but just be aware of that. It also supports us in confronting our fears head on. Pluto's opposition to the midhaven supports us in going ahead in our careers and personal development as well. Also, Pluto's opposition to the midhaven can make us feel torn between our, you know, meeting our career responsibilities and our personal need for inner growth and happiness and stuff. So it just supports us, this energy, in reassessing our long-term goals and our public image and just being more open to change and taking more career opportunities and focusing more on our personal growth. Also, when Pluto goes retrograde in Capricorn this year, there's two T-squares in the stellium, which I'll talk about now. So a T-square, the first one, involves Venus in Aries, Pluto in Capricorn, and the midhaven in Cancer. It's got a 23% orb. Now, I don't usually include midhavens and ascendants, but in terms of aspects like T-squares and stelliums and stuff, but I just feel it's important, and because I am a holistic and intuitive led astrology as well, I just felt this time around it's important to include all of this. So T-square in astrology happens when three planets form a tense aspect pattern. So this creates a dynamic and challenging sort of like energy, and it looks like a T. That's why it's called a T-square. So it represents a period of tension, action and potential growth. Positively, it can make us, you know, add to us being more determined and working hard and sort of like being open for those opportunities for personal growth. So this is a good energy. But negatively, it can make power struggles more intense and can be more unexpected events that force us to reassess our path or plans and gets us out of our comfort zones. So that's good, because Pluto retrograde is all about reassessing our comfort zones in a way. So in terms of the T-square involving Venus in Aries, Pluto in Capricorn, and the midhaven in Cancer, Venus rules relationships and values, Pluto transformation and power, and the midhaven career and our public image. So we can have sort of like challenges to asserting our independence in relationships to Venus in Aries. So as I said earlier, you know, with the aspects that, you know, Venus is squared to Pluto, actually, that we can just find it hard to come to a resolution in personal relationships right now because of deep-seated power dynamics that's represented by Pluto and Capricorn that can come to light right now. So whether inwards, or as I said, it's maybe realizations from your own thought patterns, or just thinking about life, or just something that just gets you thinking. So the T-square between the Midheaven, Venus in Aries, and Pluto in Capricorn just adds more pressure on us to confront our fears and insecurities. It wants us to break free and supports us in breaking free from our old patterns, especially if those of giving our power away. And it wants us to be more independent in a healthy way, in an ethical way, being authentic to who we really are rather than living up to other people's expectations. So just questioning why we do the things we do each day, why we believe the things we do, and so forth. It encourages us to reevaluate our values, redefine our goals, and realign our actions with true desires. So although, you know, this T-square can bring about moments of heightened stress and unexpected obstacles and events, it offers us the chance to rise above our obstacles and challenges through determination and hard work right now. This T-square just gives us, you know, that extra energy that we need, that extra courage and support to confront our inner shadows and just be more authentic in asserting ourselves in relationships and aligning our ambitions with our emotional needs. And but although, you know, it can be challenging, it gives us the, you know, the chance to, you know, realize that true power comes from within. And so the other stellium that happens when Pluto's retrograde in Capricorn involves the Ascendant in Libra, Venus in Aries, and Pluto in Capricorn. So this again allows us to sort of like be more passionate, but can also make us more impulsive because of Venus in Aries energy, but also allows us to be assertive. And because of this, it can cause too much of a desire for independence, for getting our own way, and self-expression, and this can clash with the need to work with others and, you know, cooperate with them and stuff as well. So ultimately, this T-square allows us to think about the ways we handle personal power dynamics, how we empower ourselves, how we disempower ourselves, how we empower others, how we disempower them, and to confront our fears and insecurities around, you know, personal freedom and authority. This T-square wants us to be, you know, more open, to give up our personal control, trying to dominate, trying to manipulate or people please others, because, you know, control isn't just about, you know, forcing people, using force. There's lots of different ways we can control other people, with our words, with our money, with sort of like dominating them with our presence and ideas and stuff like that. So just thinking of the ways that we control things or allow other people to control us, thinking about the ways that we can be vulnerable in a safe way, how we can assert our boundaries in a safe way, how we can make our connections, our relationships with others more authentic. So yeah, again, this T-square supports us in growing in our self-awareness, getting out of our comfort zones and facing things, facing our issues, our problems, our self-destructive thoughts, relationships and habits head on, and just being open to change. It allows us to communicate openly in our relationships and develop a balance between being independent and working with others, cooperating with our lovers, our friends and stuff. It allows us to do that inner work. It supports us in digging deep into our psyche and allows us to, you know, just be open to a renewed sense of purpose. Now, also, we've got the stellium with Mercury in Pisces, Chiron and the Moon, and the North Node in Pisces as well. So, stellium happens when three or more planets are together in the same zodiac sign, degree, orb or house in astrology. Positively, it supports our transformation and gaining a deeper understanding of ourselves, and helps us to be more creative and intuitive and be open to new opportunities. Negatively, it can make us feel overwhelmed, too emotionally sensitive, and just intensely, you know, just very intense, very pent up, very on edge, you know. So this is what I said earlier, that everyone can sort of just like be sort of like so caught up in their own thoughts, and when someone tries to reality steps in, or someone tries to talk to them, they could snap, but they can't. They may not mean it. It can just be the fact that they're just so lost in themselves, just so confused or something like that. So this can add to the challenges in communication and us making decisions, and it can make us overly idealistic and impractical. So just make sure, you know, Pluto's in Capricorn anyway, so this will ground us, but we'll just remember to do things to ground you, as I said earlier. So with the stellium involving Mercury, Chiron and the North Node in Pisces, it allows us to have intense emotional healing, awareness, understanding and forgiveness, and grow on the spiritual levels as well. It also allows us to be open to learning from our past mistakes and to communicate with ourselves and others on a more, you know, spiritual, intuitive and compassionate level. So this alignment, this stellium, shows that for some of us, deep-seated secrets or issues to do with control or manipulation, especially abuse of control, maybe in our early childhood, early relationships, something that we did. And I know it can be hard to forgive ourselves for some things that we've done. Some of the things we've done, I won't say they're unforgivable, but they're hard to forgive, but we must do it anyway. Like, as long as we're trying to grow as individuals and learn from our past, and this isn't you know, an excuse to be like, oh, I can do what I want and just say sorry and this, you know, this covers it. No, it's just about giving ourselves that grace, that space to be more loving, to be more open and understanding, to grow from our past and to become the person that we want to be, rather than allowing our past to keep holding us back. So it supports us in just being open to creating the new and letting go of control and being open to the unknown and trying new things by getting outside of our comfort zone and getting outside of our own way. And we need self-love, understanding and management and healing and forgiveness, importantly, to do this. So, you know, as I said, it can bring hidden truths to light and allows us to explore issues of control manipulation at a deeper level and just be open to inner growth and love and forgiveness. So now I'm just going to talk about the saving degrees and how they positively and negatively affect Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So Pluto's in the 8th degree of Capricorn. So this degree rules the limb vessels of the knees in the human body and has the saving symbol birds in the house singing happily. So this saving degree is going to flavour the whole retrograde period of 3 months. So the saving symbol birds in the house singing happily brings a sense of joy and harmony amongst the chaos of the world, the chaos of your life. It allows us to have moments of fun and lightness and playfulness and positivity, even in the darkest moments, even in, you know, if we've got a million and one obstacles coming at us, if relationships are not going as well, if we're feeling, you know, sort of like tense within ourselves because of the thoughts and, you know, the deep fears that may come up during Pluto retrograde. So this symbol serves as a guiding light, you know, of hope that can come during Pluto retrograde if we're open to embracing it, giving us those moments of rest and allowing us to just be hopeful. So yeah, the symbol of the birds just remind us that even though we may be going through intense times right now, we can still use humor, optimism, joy, having fun, whether you do it by gaming, jumping on a trampoline, running, screaming, dancing, tai chi, yoga, skipping, running, weights, whatever it is that brings you joy, hugging trees, walking barefoot, you know, trying to just look on the positive side of things, wanting us to find those moments of lightness and harmony, even when, you know, the world is going to crack, allowing us to navigate through the hard times that come up with more positivity, grace, openness, willingness to change and get outside of our comfort zone. But negatively, it can make us run away from looking at the intense stuff, so we may get lost into our self-destructive habits, excessive drug taking, hookups, Netflix and chilling. I think that's hookups twice, but anyway, or just do things that are destructive to us. Remain, run from our truths, avoid confronting those uncomfortable truths at this time, and overlooking the details, allowing ourselves to ignore those red flags because we want to escape a reality and we want to just see what we want to see. We can also get lost in surface level sort of like relationships and avoid, you know, doing the necessary inner work, which is, as I said, a lot of us can get lost in that. We can point out other people's faults, we can even sometimes on the surface level make our own faults. We're doing the work to change them and acknowledge them, and to apologize for them when they come up can be hard, you know. And self-love during those times when we have to confront our sadder sides can be hard, but we must have it. Even though, yeah, you may think, oh, that's a bad habit to have as a human being, you may lie sometimes, you know, and or you may lie a lot, and yeah, you know, deceiving others and deceiving yourself is not good. But loving yourself and getting to the root cause of why do you do that, there's always a reason why we start. And a lot of the times, most of the times, it comes from, you know, we don't want to hurt others, or yeah, we don't want to lose other people, which we shouldn't take other people's free will. But get to the root cause of why you lie or why you do your bad habits, and start with healing them. Again, as I said, giving yourself the grace to know that you will make mistakes, and just supporting yourself each time you know, fall down, and making sure you get back up on that bike of recovery, as I call it, and keep on bringing those changes into your life as well. And you know, it reminds us that if we ignore new opportunities, or doing the inner work, or developing ourselves on that personal, intellectual, spiritual level, it can lead to us missing opportunities that can lead to, you know, growth on not only on the inner levels but on the outer levels as well. So it wants us to strike a balance between embracing moments of joy and optimism, while also allowing ourselves to dig deep into our shadows to uncover even painful truths, and to deal with, you know, confronting emotions such as jealousy, why we control others, why we allow other people to control us, why we may not be vulnerable, why we fear being vulnerable, and why we may have shame and guilt over our past, you know. This energy allows us to look into our finances, our personal habits. Do you gamble? Have you been bankrupt? What is your relationship with your finances, with joint finances? And not to shame you, but just to get you to get real about your finances and looking at the ways you can improve them, or the things that you're doing well with them, or just, you know, being open to truth. On another level, the 8th degree of Capricorn has you know, deep significance on our mind, body, spirit. As I said, this degree controls the lymph vessels of the knees in our body, so it allows us and suggests that we should, you know, cleanse on the emotional level and release on the psychological and emotional levels as well. And it shows us that the presence of joy and freedom within the depths of our being, even though we may be experienced dark times in our lives, sort of like mirroring Pluto's transformative energy, seeing these events, our darkness, as a chance of transforming it into, I don't want to say just light, but balance is present. Anger is not bad. What we do with the anger can be bad, you know. If you go around hitting other people, you know, because of your anger, but if you channel it into a sport where you respect the rules, such as boxing or kickboxing, then it's not so bad, you know. So it's about what we do with our negative or our shadow traits, you know. So when Pluto's in retrograde, it wants us to find inner peace regardless of what's going on the external world, and to release our emotional burdens and become more renewed on, you know, in our soul, in our higher consciousness, in our spirit. And again, this is not to just do it all at once, you know, it's about making those daily steps to find that inner peace and balance and self-understanding. It wants us to look after our knee health and our physical well-being, especially, you know, our joints, our knee joints, our arm joints, you know, our knuckles and stuff like that as well. So just doing things, taking enough vitamins, or doing the things that you need to do to keep your well-being in balance. It wants us to also look at our lymph system and find ways to cleanse and purify the body on the holistic, social, collective level. Again, as I said, it wants us to reevaluate our existing systems and to shift towards having a more equal world and relationships within our communities, within our governments, within our, you know, organizations and stuff. On the cult level, it wants us and supports the energy for that deep sort of like spiritual detoxification and cleansing on the deep soul level. The symbology of birds in the house singing happily wants us once again to find that inner sense of harmony and contentment within ourselves. Just reminding us, you know, birds in the house singing happily, even though, you know, it may be cold outside, they're still singing. So it wants us to dig deep within, setting our psychological, emotional, spiritual trauma, continuing and starting the work, inviting a sort of like rejuvenation of the soul, as I said. So yeah, Pluto's energy is all about transformation. Transformation, change is a thing that happens to us. Think about us when you was a little kid, you were told not to do this or to be like this, or a good little child to be like this, or a good little child to not do that. So all of these things transformed our self-perception, and lots of events, going to school, meeting other children, going to university, college, not going to university or college, going out clubbing, socializing, and going to bars, learning to drive, not learning to drive, all of these experiences transformed us. So this is reminding us of, you know, looking at all the things that has transformed us throughout our lives, allowing us to cleanse at that fundamental level, going back to the root of our trauma, and deeply spiritually being open to purification, to forgiving others. Because a lot of the time, yeah, I don't want to, this is a big topic, but what I've realized when working through my own sort of like trauma with my own parents, that a lot of the times, and hearing other people's stories, a lot of the times our parents were traumatized by their parents, and this is not an excuse for their behaviors, but what I've noticed is that, you know, a lot of these things are generational, and we have to break it, and not in a, oh, let's just break generational curses. It's not easy, because we have to get to the root within ourselves, and a lot of the time we can't see our own faults, we can only see others. So this energy supports us in tapping into that inner reservoir of joy and having fun, even though things are going to crap, and just being open to do that inner work, and to allow for our, you know, past traumas and emotional blockages to be released on that deep level, allowing ourselves to cleanse, to forgive, to be open to new, to get outside of our comfort zones. So yeah, now I'm going to talk about the holistic karmic meanings, past life implications, and karmic lessons of Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So on the karmic level, it wants us to confront our shadow selves and address unresolved issues from past lives, or even issues from things we've done in this life if you don't believe in reincarnation. Allows us to have intense transformative rebirth if we're prepared to face our inner demons, which can be brought to light right now through our experiences, through our inner thoughts, so that we can heal them and transcend, you know, get over or learn to manage them realistically. Learning to manage them, yeah, get over them, yeah, this is great in time, but, you know, learning to manage them is more realistic. So yeah, Pluto in Capricorn can bring karmic debts or unfinished business from previous incarnations or from our previous actions in this life to the surface, so we can resolve them, especially, you know, issues to do with power dynamics, authority, as I said, and control, abusing our power, not standing up for ourselves, the ways that we allow other people to abuse us, the ways that we may be stuck in coercive situations, and I know they're not easy to get out of, but there's help out there, and I know you have to leave certain control situations in a sort of structured way. So yeah, just looking at our power dynamics, seeking out help, making a strategic plan on how we're going to get out of our sort of like, you know, situations that we're stuck in, that's the more realistic. So, you know, as I said, Pluto's energy is inward, so this is all about planning, thinking about our limitations, our obstacles, and then making a plan to get over them, and making sure, you know, I'm talking to someone's in a coercive situation, to sort of like, you know, make sure you know, if you're making plans to leave it, make sure you keep things in a safe place, and, you know, do the right things. So yeah, you may find yourself facing challenges that mirror situations that you have experienced before, because, you know, retrograde is all about karma, you know, going back, looking inwards, looking, reviewing past things that we've done and stuff. So provides us the chance to look at these old patterns and to break free from the karmic burdens that we feel from them. So, you know, confront our fears, our insecurities and limitations with courage and honesty, and to embrace transforming at that deep foundational fundamental soul level, letting go of attachments that no longer serve your highest good, and being willing to dig deep into your psyche and unlock hidden truths and release stagnant sort of like energies, allowing yourself to, you know, prepare yourself for shift in consciousness by taking the daily steps to change your thought patterns and your toxic behaviors and ways of relating to yourself and others. Because remember, Pluto, Capricorn, grounded energy, so it's not about just thinking about the things we're going to change, it's about making a plan to actually do. It's about doing, you know, actions, daily actions. So it also wants us to surrender to the process of death and rebirth, which is letting go, getting outside of our comfort zone, allowing old self-destructive structures and habits and thoughts to crumble, so that we can build new thoughts, new habits, new relationships, new ways of understanding ourselves, embracing our shadow behaviors, doing that inner work. It wants us to dismantle the barriers that stand in the way of you standing in your personal empowerment and true self and finding spiritual fulfillment, allowing you to pave the way for more authentic and liberated sort of like existences. Wants us to be more resilient, more patient, and have more of a willingness to confront shadows within. So yeah, I've said it a lot, but now is the time for deep inner work, where we are called to face our deepest fears and transform them into sources of strength. A lot of the times, as I said, our weaknesses and our shadow behaviors, like not admitting our dark traits, our, you know, the fact that we may get jealous sometimes, we may get envious, we may lie, we may too have some aggressive or anger inside of us and stuff that we need to resolve. By calling out our shadow behaviors and traits, that we can turn them into sources of strength. When we deny them or ignore them, this is when they can control us and, you know, cause toxicity through our thought patterns, our relationships and stuff. So, you know, it allows us to address those old wounds and resolve them. And this is why I say and I repeat that this is a profound opportunity for growth and healing, because it's in Capricorn, providing that stable, grounding earth energy, allowing us to remain centered, drawing our inner resilience and be open to wisdom and the subtle energies that are at play right now as well. So, and now I'm just coming to the end, so I'm just going to talk about the effect on relationships, career and personal development and the best things to do with this energy. So ultimately, in family relationships, it can unearth hidden dynamics, family secrets, unresolved issues that can lead to deep arguments or transformations within the family unit. And this can help us to heal our family karma, but also it can lead to power struggles and intense confrontations, because one family member, some family members may not want to talk about the past and others may and stuff like that. And this kind of goes through all relationships, but yeah, for friendships, it allows us to deepen our connections between friends, encouraging us to be more authentic and vulnerable, but it can allow issues of jealousy, control amongst our friends, and this can lead to conflicts that require honest communication for us to resolve. In terms of co-worker relationships, it can uncover hidden dynamics in the workplace, leading to power struggles in shifts in and authority. It can pave the way for more authentic interactions and teamwork, but it can also stir up office politics and competition and people using dodgy tactics and power, you abusing their power to manipulate others, stealing promotions from each other, stuff like that. Don't be paranoid, but just be aware of these underhand tactics that you and others can be doing in the workplace right now. In terms of committed couples, it allows underlying issues to come to the surface. It can prompt a deeper level of intimacy and understanding, boycott and nerve, power struggles in the relationships and control issues that need to be addressing. So like I said, the things that come up right now may not be, you know, like all sunshine and light and happiness and stuff, but whatever comes up right now, try and be open to it so that you can move forward. In terms of hookup relationships, it can bring intense passion and transformative experiences to our casual relationships, allowing us to connect more deeper on the emotional, physical and spiritual levels. But again, it can also bring power struggles and issues of control, especially if we don't stay our boundaries. So make sure you stay boundaries, especially in hookups. Communicate your needs and listen to other people's needs so that mutual understanding can be found, as this is key. Communication and active listening and being open in our relationships, even when it is uncomfortable, is what's going to be needed. So yeah, in terms of development on the career level, it allows us to sort of like be able to experience deep career growth, go for that promotion, to understand your boss more, or any other person you may have power dynamics with. It also allows you to push yourself in your career as well, to retrain, quit your career maybe, rethink a different career, but don't do everything hastily. Some of you may be laid off, so you may, you know, try and do a different job, and it may be scary, maybe starting up a business, doing that thing that you wanted to do as a child, and no, not being a superhero, but I mean going for, you know, that realistic, practical goal of yours. On the personal level, it allows us to, you know, just be open to that self-discovery and confront our deep fears and desires. Spiritually, it encourages us to dig into our subconscious minds, our psyche, and explore the spiritual beliefs that no longer serve us, and being open to new spiritual beliefs or higher intellectual, philosophical, scientific, technological beliefs that can help you. It allows us to be open to becoming more spiritually or logically aware and being more self-reflective and open for growth. In terms of educational development, it allows people to be drawn to subjects that can help them understand themselves and the world, so psychological subjects, spiritual subjects, philosophical subjects. You know, it allows us to think about ourselves and the world more deeply and be more open to digging deep. So now I'm just going to finish up with the best things for creative professionals, entrepreneurs, alternative healers and lovers to do when Pluto's retrograde in the 8th degree of Capricorn. So for creatives, it's a good energy to explore and experiment with unconventional techniques to bring about revolutionary creations. You can use this time to reassess your career goals and ambitions, digging beneath the surface to uncover hidden motivations and desires that can lead to significant advancements in your chosen field. Entrepreneurs can use this energy to sort of like just think about your business ventures and to transform them, and go think about the opportunities and maybe the things you need to heal within yourself and the psychological, emotional, spiritual levels that can help you become a better entrepreneur. Alternative healers may use this time to deepen their understanding of the healing modalities, techniques that they use, explore new techniques, and to address any lingering issues within yourselves that may be affecting, you know, your practice, how you serve your clients and stuff like that as well. Lovers can use this energy to explore their relationships, confront deep-seated emotions, patterns and dynamics within the partnership, and this can lead to greater intimacy and more of authentic connections. Singles can use this energy to set intentions for attracting fulfilling partnerships based on self-awareness and growth, and this can provide a fertile ground for personal evolution and transformation in the realm of love and connections. So yeah, overall, it wants us to, you know, go through a period of emotional cleansing. This Pluto retrograde period is all about finding inner harmony and allowing and being open to change on the individual and collective levels, for us to tune into our emotional well-being and to embrace joy and freedom, and to allow ourselves to evolve on the personal and spiritual level. It encourages us to confront our shadows and emerge stronger and more aligned with our true sense of self. It reminds us ultimately that, you know, joy can always be found within. There's always, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. It's safe to be vulnerable if we're aware of ourselves, and we provide that, you know, space within ourselves to get to know ourselves and to become stable emotionally in ourselves. And I know personality disorders and mental health issues that I struggle with as well can make it harder to find that inner stability. But just getting to know you so you can build your resilience or inner vitality, and to just be more authentic with the true expression of your true self, and to shed layers of your, you know, toxic conditioning which may be stopping you from being more authentic with yourself and others as well. Yeah, just opening up ourselves to a sense of liberation, self-awareness and renewal in both the personal and collective levels, allowing ourselves to give up trying to control, manipulate people, please, and instead flow with the cosmic energies at play. By surrendering to the divine unfolding of events, we can tap into a deeper sense of inner knowing and connect with our higher selves. By being open to the karmic lessons of Pluto retrograde, we can open the door to profound shifts in our consciousness and find a renewed sense of, you know, inner stability, awareness, love, understanding and forgiveness. Just allowing ourselves to tap into our higher awareness, our hidden talents and gifts, to forgive ourselves, to repeat that, to forgive yourself, I've said that a lot, and just to remain grounded as these challenges come up, and to draw on your inner strength and wisdom. This is essential as we navigate the turbulent energies that can come within ourselves when Pluto is in retrograde, and to be ready to transform our fears into sources of strength by facing them rather than running away from them. So yeah, that's the end of this special on Pluto retrograde in Capricorn 2024. Take care and see you next time.